Does thinking about the world's problems leave you hopeless? Are you tired of feeling like there's nothing we can do? Well, you're in the right place, because this is the official Building a Better World podcast. And now, here's your host, co-author of Building a Better World in Your Backyard, Instead of Being Angry at Bad Guys, Sean Clausen-Coop.
Hello world, and welcome to the Building a Better World podcast. My name is Sean Clausen-Coop, and I am so excited to bring you episode number one. Thanks so much for tuning in. I appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen to what I have to say. I hope that it's helpful and encouraging and inspiring all at the same time. In this episode, I'm going to give you a bit of an introduction to the podcast series, as well as to the book that this podcast series is based off of. First, I want to thank everyone who's already supported this project. Over 2,700 people supported our crowdfunding campaign to help get this book out to the world, and I think we sold somewhere around 15,000 copies already. I am so grateful to every one of you who has supported this project. It means the world to me, and I hope that more than anything that this book has been helpful and inspiring to people and helping them live a better life. That's all I want from this project. So thanks again to everyone who's been so supportive so far and to anyone who will be supportive in the future. I'm starting this podcast to celebrate the release of my book and give you some sneak peeks at what's inside. Now, I don't know if I can call it a sneak peek because it's a podcast and you're not looking at it, but I'm going to do that anyways because I don't know what else to call it. So this is for sneak peeks of what's inside the book. For free, right here in your earbuds through the podcast channel. This is going to be a limited run podcast series of 26 episodes coming out over the next 2 months. So instead of podcasts that go on for years or hundreds of episodes, from the get-go, this podcast series is only going to be 26 episodes long. Each episode is going to be roughly 10 minutes in length, although some of them might get into 15 or 20 minutes, depending on how much I have to say on the topic, but I'm going to try and keep it short so it can just be a small addition to your day instead of a large time commitment for you. This book is about things that you can do at home to make a huge positive global difference. Specifically focused on environmental problems, but we say in our introduction, and I truly believe this, that if we would focus on solving these problems, that most, not all, but most of our world problems would be solved too. So, this book specifically focused on things that you can do at home. That's the idea behind backyard. Backyard doesn't have to be having a backyard. Some of the stuff that we talk about is focused wherever you live, however much space you might have. But it's specifically focused around things that you can do that will make a difference in your life and also make a difference for the planet. So a lot of the solutions that we hear about out there are, go to protest this, sign this petition for that, turn down the heat and be really cold, live a life of sacrifice, don't do things you want to do. And I'm not going to say that it's not something that people should do, but I think that it makes a lot less difference, especially the protesting, being angry at bad guys, than it helps. Because I think that if people spend the time that they're spending protesting and writing letters and being angry on implementing solutions that make a tangible difference for the problem, we can live more enjoyable lives, but also solve the problems at the same time. So the solutions we present actually make a difference, and they're also about saving money and living a more luxuriant life at the same time. Some people are into the sacrifice stuff. I have a lot of respect for that. I've implemented some of those ideas in my own life, but I think if we want to get as many people into doing these solutions as possible, we have to accept that shaming them into doing things they don't want to do probably isn't going to work. So this book is about things that, might pique their interest. Maybe they don't even care about the environment, but maybe they like saving money. Maybe they like having more downtime, more luxuriant life. So maybe these ideas will still be helpful even for those people. This book is focused especially on people in a cold climate. Myself and Paul Wheaton, my co-author, both live in cold climates. He lives in Montana. I live in Canada. Grew up in the coldest city of its size in the world. And so we tend to talk about things that are a little bit more focused in that area. But we've got confirmation from people living even in the tropics who are saying that they read this book, that there's helpful things even if you live in a warm climate. Just some of the ideas might need adapting and a few of them won't work for you. So we've also talked about how if only 20% of the population does half of the things in this book, we truly believe that our environmental problems will be solved. Not everybody has to do this. Not everybody's going to go and implement these solutions. But even if 1 in 5 people does half of the things in this book, we believe that it will snowball us towards solving our problems. I want to give you a little bit of a preview into what kind of generic focus we have and what we believe is the general direction for how to solve these problems. And I thought it'd be kind of fun, instead of going into these ideas myself, I'm going to give you a quick excerpt from our audiobook where our narrator talks about what kind of solutions we think need to be done. So without further ado, here is Michael Haytack narrating part of the introduction of our audiobook.
For me, nearly all of our problems are solved with a recipe composed mostly of homesteading and permaculture. For those new to the term, permaculture is a regenerative design science. Some people have taken this term in directions that I am not comfortable with, but I have chosen to embrace the word anyway because I appreciate its original intentions and how nearly everything I advocate can conveniently fit into one simple, delicious word. I like to think that permaculture provides a more symbiotic relationship with nature, so I can be even lazier.
All right, so I hope that gave you a bit of a preview into what we're talking about. I know it's pretty short, but I don't want to keep this introduction too long here today. And we'll get into things in much greater detail over the next number of episodes. So I want to stop that there, go into a couple more things here. Some people have been interested in why I chose to write this book. And for me, really, it's that I have a lot of friends who are super passionate about the environment. And I see them caring so much, but being really focused on protesting and not a lot on practical things that they can do. And it made me really sad. It makes me really sad because I want to see them making the difference that they want to make in the world. And so I wanted to work on this book to help encourage those people, as well as everybody else, that there's things we could do and they can be enjoyable, and we don't have to be angry all the time. Because I think if we try to be angry all the time, it's pretty hard to change the world for good. So, the short story of how this book came to be. I wrote the book together with Paul Wheaton, founder of Permies.com, and a place where I have gone over the years many times to learn a whole lot of amazing things. And Paul has his own podcast called, I think it's called Homesteading and Permaculture. I was listening to it for many years and eventually got to an episode where he was talking about saving the world in your own backyard and how he had always wanted to write a book about it, but he just didn't have enough time and that he'd really appreciate having someone to help him out. And I thought he was talking about, you know, like a close friend or something like that. But I thought, what do I have to lose? If he emails back and says, "You're an idiot, why would you email me about this? I'm probably never going to meet the guy. My life's not going to really change. What do I have to lose?" So I emailed Paul. He responded the next day. And after 2 years of incredibly hard work, the rest is history. We wrote a book together. So I just wanted to share that story, A, because some people have been interested, and B, just to tell you, you know, don't be afraid to go out there and try stuff. You never know what's going to happen. So this is just a short introduction for you into this podcast series. There's so much more to come yet, and I hope that you'll tune in for more episodes to learn more about building a better world in your backyard. In the next episode, we're going to talk about three problems, the main three problems we focused around in this book. And because I don't like talking too much about the problems, we'll also start talking about a couple of the solutions. So if you want to hear more, subscribe to the show so you can get notified when new episodes come out. Thanks again so much for listening. I appreciate you taking the time. I hope you have a great day. Bye.
If you enjoyed this episode and want to learn more about building a better world in your backyard, saving money, and living a more luxuriant life, all without being angry at bad guys, please visit buildingabetterworldbook.com.